Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Aquila Fitness Podcast. And this week, we're going to talk about how to improve your VO2 max. So what is your VO2 max? So basically, a VO2 max is the measure of the maximum amount of oxygen in your body that can utilize during exercise. So it's basically like the most oxygen you can uptake during strenuous exercise. And certain tests to measure VO2 max are like, there's a certain test to measure it. And that is the standard to measure overall cardiovascular fitness. So what the test is, it's basically you're running on a treadmill and at a comfortable speed. And the person proctoring it increases the incline every minute to get you maxed out completely. Your heart, they measure your heart rate and your oxygen consumption and your CO2 emission. So basically around the 10-minute mark, you're maxed out everything. That's where they can read your VO2 max and max heart rate and all that other stuff. So why is it important to improve it? Even if you're not an athlete, because athletes need to have a very high VO2 max to compete at a collegiate or elite level. It's still very important to increase your cardiovascular fitness overall because it increases your lifespan, your quality of life, reduce stroke risk, heart attack, diabetes, and cancer, that kind of stuff, and better mood and sleep. Randall, what's your input on VO2 max? Do you always have a pretty good cardiovascular fitness, or have you seen a decrease or increase over the past few years?
Personally, I think I have a decent, I think I'm at least above average, I would hope, for considering the amount of time or how often I go to the gym. However, I think I'd want to study more, or I wonder if there's like science behind if, say, someone focuses on powerlifting and then, or just like lifting weights consistently with not necessarily cardio. Mm-hmm. However, they like to focus on high intensity, which is part of the whole oxygen consumption part of it, where we're testing to see how much oxygen we are able to intake and then convert into energy. So I'm just curious to see if there's any correlation if it has to strictly be like high intensity cardio to improve it or whatnot. But I would say at points when I like played basketball, it was at an all-time high for sure. But over the last few years, I kind of fell off and kind of focused on weightlifting just because it's not as not as complicated, and you kind of see the progression a little more from weightlifting versus like a sport where it's highly skill based. So it's kind of hard to gauge your improvement over time, especially if you're not doing it for school or professionally. So it's just a little bit more fun casually.
Yeah, I'm with you. I probably like when I played sports all the time, VO2 max is definitely higher, but I think it's fluctuated where. In college, it's definitely dipped. Like you said, like worked out, or I did less cardio, more weightlifting. But now I think it's gone back up a little bit. On some Apple Watches and other smartwatches, it's like a rough translation of your VO2 max.
I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think it's extremely accurate.
I think the good thing, though, regardless of how accurate it is, I think what was kind of good about them, as long as they're like consistent, is that if you take whatever number they give you, whether it's right or wrong, that you're able to kind of see yourself progress regardless of the number. So yeah. As long as it's like consistent, where it's not just giving you random numbers, if they're able to like keep taking in the same information as you improve, then as you improve, that number in theory should go up regardless of if you actually took a real VO2 max test. Yeah. Then, as long as it improves, is what I'm trying to say. Then I guess it's like worth having in a sense.
Yeah, I think so. If you see yourself like if you were say you're a little overweight and you try to do a mile run and it takes you over 10 minutes, then that's a sign you're like, damn, I really need to improve my cardiovascular health. Maybe get a smartwatch and you can see your progression, and you can see you like your mile time goes down. You know, maybe by 10 seconds, then 30, then a minute, and then you'll see it and you'll feel better. Which I've noticed that throughout my life, like when I used to be not as cardiovascularly fit, you could tell, like you breathe heavier going up the stairs, you don't even notice it, that kind of stuff. But now I think mine's pretty good. Definitely increased since college. So moving on to the next part is where and how to start improving your VO2 max. So for one, I think you need to exercise at a high intensity, start running or doing other strenuous aerobic exercise like cycling or high calisthenics like burpees and jumping jacks, stuff like that, or swimming as well, to get your heart rate up to 90-95% of your max heart rate. And what this does is it strengthens the muscles in your heart, increases the blood volume it can pump to each beat. So theoretically, the stronger your heart gets, the more blood you can pump, the more oxygen your body uses, and you can work out for longer. I know it's tough to get started with exercising at high intensity, and what I like to say is get comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's what a lot of people, especially people starting out or trying to get back into working out, they don't like to go 100% that they can do. Because it's not the best feeling at first, I understand, but if you keep training and keep going at it, you'll like the feeling of being uncomfortable. So you get comfortable with being uncomfortable and you'll see your gains. You have any tips, Randall, for trying to like teach people how to do their max effort and not half-ass it kind of thing?
So the cool thing about if we're talking about specifically like VO2 max, that's where it could kind of get a little more diverse and interesting, because like you said, a big part of it is high intensity and maximal effort in spurts or in intervals. So if someone's like starting off, they could honestly like do 5 burpees at a time, take a little break. Like time it out. So you'll do 5 burpees, give yourself time out 30 seconds until you do another 5 burpees, right? Mm-hmm. So then maybe the following week you could do 6 burpees. Then the following week you do 7 burpees followed by 30 seconds rest. And like you could kind of like – you could really start off pretty light at first, just as long as you're giving yourself a good 10 to 20 seconds worth of high-intensity training. And then you could take a decent rest. And then as you kind of do it consistently, you're going to start to see a progression versus having to kind of like just jump into the deep end and you're all of a sudden having to do all this high intensity work. So if you're strictly just trying to improve your VO2 max and you're not consistently going to the gym, at least for a lot of people, they're able to start off relatively light and just give 100% effort for maybe 10, 20 seconds, followed by 20, 30 seconds rest. And then over time, weekly, you're going to start to see your improvement, whether it's you're doing sprints, whether you're doing burpees, whatever your choice of high intensity exercise is. So it's just nice to know that you don't have to like necessarily be at any particular point. You could be at any fitness level and kind of start from there.
Yeah, exactly. Always room for improvement.
Because when you think of like 5 burpees, I don't think too many people like think it's the craziest number versus like telling someone you have to run a mile. Like when you hear a mile, you're kind of like, oh crap, that's like, that sounds hard. Like it's a mile. There's no way around it. But to say you're going to do 5 burpees at a time is kind of like, okay, I can do 5 burpees and then I'm going to catch my breath. And then you're going to lose your breath again doing another 5 burpees, but then we'll give you time to catch your breath. And then the following week, we're going to do 6. So it's kind of like, it's a little bit more manageable versus not telling someone to just go out there and run a mile.
Yeah, I'm with you. A lot of people despise running, like myself, don't like it that much. That's why I like to do interval training. But if you can do both running, like continuous moderate cardio and interval training, that's like the best thing you can do, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Say you're starting out, you want to run, and maybe your joints, you know, your knees, your ankles, when you're running it, they hurt a lot. So training and intervals would be the way to go. Alternating short intense exercising with short rest after is probably the best way to improve VO2 max. Just working 100% for like a minute, then rest for 20 seconds, then work yourself really hard for a minute, like for about, you know, 30, 45 minute workout like that. It's a great workout. You burn a lot of calories and you continuously train like this for weeks and you keep increasing and challenging yourself every week, you'll see progression. So the next part I was trying to get into is, while you're doing this training, is learn what your body is saying and challenge yourself. I'm not saying if you feel like you're going to pass out, keep going. Don't do that. At first, it will be hard to get used to the arduous workouts and you want to quit, but I strongly suggest not to quit. It's hard to, but if you keep going, you finish it, you feel accomplished at the end. But with that being said, you have to listen to your body. If you need to take a break, you feel a little dizzy, take a break. That's okay. You don't need to kill yourself over these workouts or whatever you're doing. But if you think you can keep going and challenge yourself, like, oh, you look at your heart rate, you're like, oh, it's not as high as it could be. And you're breathing heavy, but not like super hard. Keep going. You just got to keep pushing yourself. And you keep doing this through training, then this will increase your gains in both muscular strength, endurance, and your increase your VO2 max overall.
Yeah, I think a big part of it is you're going to have to really push your body at certain points to create adaptations. So you can't always just jog or exercise at the same pace. At some point, you're going to have to kick it up a notch and push yourself into uncomfortable levels of intensity.
Yeah.
And it's only then when those changes are going to be made specifically towards your maximal capacity for oxygen, VO2 max, or whatnot. So it's just a understanding that you're going to have to push yourself if you want that specific thing to change. So it's just going to take a little work and just having your mind into what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, it takes time too. It won't come instantly. In the beginning, you'll see. In the beginning, when you first start, like we talked about before about lifting as well, you can see your gains increase kind of quickly. You know, do it for like two, three weeks. You're like, oh wow, I see this, and this. But when you get to a certain, you'll plateau, and you're trying to beat that mile time or something like that, and you just can't quite beat it. There's another peak you have to overcome. You just have to challenge yourself and push your body harder, and then you'll finally get over it. But it takes time. It doesn't come instantly. So I made a couple sample workouts to try, like, for starters, I guess. So a sample running workout would be like warming it up and jogging for, you know, like a couple minutes, and then run as far as you can go for 4 minutes, and then record that distance. Then you rest for 4 minutes, then run the same distance, like a little slower, like 15-20% slower for your remaining four reps. So that's like a good interval running training workout. It's not the hardest thing, but you'll push yourself, and then and over the weeks, you'll be like, oh, I can do this, I can beat this time, or something like that. Do you have any, like, kind of workouts on top of your head, Randall?
So, one workout that I like to do is similar to the VO2 max testing, where it's, like, 10 minutes at a time, and you could repeat if you'd like to, but for the most part, it's like, we take a minute at a time. So we'll start off like 40-20. So we'll just equate it to running, just so it's easy for people to kind of picture. But for 40 seconds, I would have them jog. And then for 20 seconds, I'd want them to ideally get close to sprinting. If not, they are fully sprinting, but not everyone's able to maintain a 20-second sprint. So just something that is close to a sprint. And then after that, you're going to kind of drop back down into your jog or a power walk even for 40 seconds. Back into that sprint for another 20 seconds, just repeating it until we hit 10 minutes. So that's essentially 10 rounds. And then kind of just from there, when they get a little bit, when they start to progress, once they're able to actually fully sprint and maintain the jog the whole 10 minutes alternating, then maybe you could play around with the intervals, maybe go 30-30. Then maybe eventually you're going to go 40 intense, and then 20 seconds you're going to be relaxed. So just playing around with that for 10 minutes, So that's kind of where I'd start, just to start to improve, just to start to increase intensity part versus the relaxation part of the workout. And they'll just start to see improvement in their VO2 max and their cardiovascular system.
Yeah, I like that kind of workout. I used to do one when I ran a treadmill. I don't do much treadmill running anymore, but it's similar where I would jog for a minute and then increase the intensity, like the speed or whatever. Maybe from like a jog from like 5 to an 8 or a 9, then do the 8 or a 9 for 2 minutes if I can, and then go back down to a minute and try to do that for 10 or 15 minutes. So kind of intervals like that. It doesn't have to be as intense as that. Start slow, and like we said, you'll see your cardiovascular system increase a lot. So, and you'll see the benefits of that over time. That's about all I have for VO2 max. Anything else you want to add, Randall?
I think we covered it all.
Awesome. Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right. See everyone next week.